We are here at the National Agricultural Aviation Association Convention in Las Vegas, the NAAA. With me is Andrew Moore, who is Executive Director. And Andrew, if you could just first tell me a little bit about the convention this year, what kind of attendance we've got here and exhibitors and that kind of thing.
Well, we don't have exact convention attendance records yet, but what I can say is that we have about 8% more room nights than we did last year in Savannah, which was a record year, at least a record of the past decade. Also, the number of booths, exhibitors that we've sold is up by 5%. So we're very excited. We have a great lineup of different allied folks in the aerial application industry, from chemical companies such as BASF, aircraft manufacturers, engine manufacturers for agricultural aircraft, and all the parts in between. So it really is a great turnout, and very pleased with it. Great educational programs, too.
BASF has been a major sponsor here, especially with the scholarships, which were just introduced a few years ago. Tell me how important the sponsorships of companies like BASF is to NAAA.
Well, we would be without significant resources without our allied partners. And BASF has been a tremendous partner over the past several years that we greatly appreciate. And you mentioned the scholarship program. One of the things that's occurring in our industry is we're seeing a more mature aerial applicator. I think the average number of years experience for an operator pilot is about 25 years. So, you know, we're going to need some new blood in this industry. And the scholarship program that you mentioned is terrific, that BASF supports in providing a scholarship to a young pilot to attend or help earn his flight ratings and train him in aerial application. He can use the scholarship in those different realms, becoming a pilot or more fine-tuning his training in the aerial field. But he has to show that ultimately he wants to be an aerial applicator. That's a great way to bring in new blood. Helps. It's not easy to start in this industry. I mean, not only do you have to go to flight school, but then you have to be basically trained by an aerial applicator to develop the specific skills that are needed for low-level flying. And BASF has really helped us bring in new blood to this industry to keep us going and to have a good-looking future.
I spoke a little bit with your president, and of course, just like all people in agriculture, one of the big issues that you face year in and year out is regulation. What are some of the real issues that you have facing the industry right now?
Yes, very good question. The biggest issue facing us is regulation that just went in place from the EPA on Halloween. It's kind of a scary regulation. For NPDES permits for pesticide applications made over or near water. And now the EPA promulgated this as a result of a Sixth Circuit court case, U.S. Court of Appeals, that came out 2 years ago. But it just went into effect October 31st. And the problem with it is it's duplicative of everything that already exists to protect the environment in regards to pesticide registrations. Pesticides are heavily regulated for environmental safety, for water safety, for endangered and threatened species safety, for dietary safety, for occupational safety. And this regulation, the NPDES Pesticide General Permit, would require basically a lot of paperwork for people who apply pesticides. You would be granted the permit. You would just have to keep a tremendous amount of fill out a tremendous amount of paperwork. And FIFRA already regulates the safety of water, pesticides to water. So this is a completely unnecessary, burdensome rule that all it's really going to do is create more paperwork, and our applicators are going to be threatened from legal suits because the Clean Water Act allows for citizen suits. So we're really concerned about activist groups taking advantage of this. Not only would our aerial applicators be more vulnerable to the regulation and the penalties if you didn't do the paperwork correctly, but now litigation from having to defend yourself from onerous citizen action suits. So that's really the number one issue facing us today.
And now, I know I've heard talk about that. I know you got applicators concerned about that. So how are you dealing with that right here at the convention, of ways that you're informing your membership?
Well, that's one thing we definitely are doing. We have educational sessions to brief them on what the federal rule is. Of course, the federal rule only applies to six states. Then 44 other states have to develop their own NPDES permits. And so we do have educational sessions for them on that, but we're also trying to get them to contact their members of Congress and their senators, because we've been successful in passing legislation that would exempt pesticide applications made over and near water for FIFRA-approved pesticides, passed by over two-thirds vote in the House of Representatives, passed the Senate Ag Committee, and we believe we have 60 to 70 votes in the Senate, but it's not being brought to the floor for a vote. So we're urging our members to contact their senators to ask their representatives in the United States Senate to bring this to a vote. Because we think it'll easily pass. It's an unnecessary regulation. It offers no environmental protection. All it does is cost our members, small businesses, a tremendous amount of resources. It costs states that have to develop these permits resources at a time where the economy is the number one issue. And one thing we don't need right now is unnecessary regulation. So those are a couple ways of how we're addressing NPDES permits here at the convention.
Overall, though, there seems to be a good upbeat mood in the industry right now. The industry seems to be growing. It seems to be doing well. How important overall is the agricultural aviation industry for our farming and ranching industry in the United States?
Well, it's vitally important. No way are you going to have a field treated as quickly than by aerial application. And it can access fields where a number of other types of application cannot. I mean, if you have a field that is wet, but you have a pest infestation or a weed infestation or a fungi infestation, then aerial application is the way to go, because you'll run the risk of perhaps a ground rig getting stuck in the field. If it's you're not going to disrupt the crop, you're spraying above the crop, and that doesn't do any damage to the crop, where some other forms of application may, especially later developed crops. So aerial application is vital to American agriculture in that way. And it's about 20% of all crop protection products, just under 20% of all crop protection products are treated by air, because our farmers know the importance of aerial application.
That's really all the questions I have. Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
Well, we're optimistic. I think from a demographic economic standpoint, looking forward 5-10 years down the line, I think I read on November 1st, the 7 billionth person was born. I think they traced it down to a little Filipino girl. And you know, I think it's 2043, there's projected to be 9 billion more people, or 9 billion people, an additional 2 billion people on the planet. And we have to provide for those people. And our aerial applicators are proud of what they do in feeding the world, producing fiber to clothe the world, helping farmers produce biofuel to energize the world. So we're optimistic looking forward for many years about this industry.
All right, very good. Thank you very much, Andrew Moore, here at the NAAA convention in Las Vegas. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.